B-Pod Studios.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Dutcher and Rick. Real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Controlled by McAvoy, and he'll wait it out back of the net. The Boston Bruins are going to improve to 2-0 thus far on a four-game road trip. The horn sounds. They record a 5-1 victory over the Devils. Take 2 of 3 in the season series, and it'll be the Bruins heading to Florida with a 6-point lead over the Maple Leafs with 8 games remaining in the regular season.
Final hour of Dutcher and Rich. No Fred, no Rich. Adam Jones, Mike Flynn, John Wallach. We are now joined. If you are watching on twitch.tv, you will see Ty Anderson at 98.5 The Sports Hub in his Oakland A's cap over there. It's nice. It's a nice little hat.
Yeah, big. I just like the hat. I'm not really an A's fan.
Not an A's guy?
Well, I like the Zito, Mulder, Hudson teams. Those are fun. But no, you can't watch the A's anymore. Like, they don't do anything.
No, they can't even sign their first round pick. Kyler Murray's going and playing football. So Wallach brought this up before. So Wallach said you were up all hours of the night, and then you just kind of pushed back on that with Wallach when you guys just walked in.
Yeah, I just said, blog don't sleep, neither do I. We had a small staff on the website. We got to keep it rolling all the time. So in season, I mean, I'm lucky if I get probably like 5 or 6 hours.
Well, you're not married, are you?
No.
Kids?
No.
What the hell is he going to sleep for?
Exactly. Well,
you were up at like 3, 4 in the morning, right?
I don't think it's...
Oh, yeah.
So what?
So I watch...
What's he got to sleep for?
Every game night.
Sleep is for losers, right?
It is for losers. Well, sleep for losers and people that have kids that are married.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody else should not sleep.
Right.
You should be up. I'd be disappointed if he wasn't up all night.
All right. Before I had a kid, I was very well rested.
You were night out.
With my shift? I'd go to bed. Like, what time do you normally go to bed?
Probably between 2 and 3.
Okay, so that's what time I used to go to.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's not that bad.
It all depends. I mean, if the Bruins are in town, it's like it's even less sleep, to be honest. When they're on the road, I almost like breathe a sigh of relief knowing that, like, wow, I can sleep a little bit later if I have to. But again, in season, rolling on 4, 5, 6 hours at the very most nights, because it's just there's so much going on, especially this time of year, March. I mean, between the Bruins and the Celtics and the NFL offseason, we got to be on that.
Northeastern basketball.
Of course.
That's right.
That game was over by 4:30 in the afternoon, though, Jones.
I don't recall. I'm not so hot at math. Okay. Don't worry about it. So I'm trying to track down. What was your tweet to me last night, Ty, after the Bruins won 5-1? It was snarky. I enjoyed it. What was it?
I asked how we were going to nullify Tuca's performance and the team's performance as a whole, and then I called you a goof. So...
Wow! Them's fighting words.
I think that last part is accurate.
Yeah, I made that one in all caps. Like, you goof.
You goof. So what's your bone to pick? What are you frustrated with?
Well, I don't know how anything is fake when it comes to a fake shutout. I'm curious why it's a fake shutout.
Well, I explained this very well. I thought. Now I'm just. Can we waive the 48-hour rule that you imposed earlier?
Yes, because he's a guest of the show.
Oh, I see.
He's a member of. He's us.
That's a call.
He's one of us.
He's one of the.
He's with the station.
He's one of the glitterati.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Glitterati.
Yeah. So okay. So we're waiving our 48-hour rule on this. So no, I think I explained this very concisely, very clearly. Under 5 shots per period, under 15 shots total in a game, fake shutout. Yeah.
Yeah, but he still has to stop the 13
quality of
faces.
Shots, right? Yeah. Should be in there, no?
What did he do in that game? I'll get the Bruins deserve a
shutout. He didn't blow it.
Good team shutout. How good you play? It was 4-0.
Well, that's the thing. Well, look at the last week alone, right? When it comes to Tuca, I thought Tuca has, you can argue that he's almost lost you some games. That Winnipeg game, I thought he lost you that. I thought he should have made some saves there. Columbus, you can argue he puts you in a hole there with some of the goals he gave up, and he didn't elevate the team. So I like what he did there.
I guess I don't know where you're coming from on Tuca. Are you a pro Tuca guy? Like, do you believe in him in the play? Like, from what you've seen out of him this year and in years past, do you believe in him in the postseason?
I believe in him this year better than I have in a long time.
I don't know where you were the last couple of years. Well, how far down were you? Like, what does that mean? Like, do you believe in him or no?
I think after last year's Toronto series, I started to kind of be like, okay, now this is a little dicey here. Where is he going to go? I would say this, though. They've managed him well. He's healthy. In 2017, he wasn't healthy. He played through that playoff run, all 6 games with a torn groin. So, and needed offseason surgery. People hold that run against him. I wouldn't. But I think right now he's managed, he's healthy. And it's about avoiding that dip that he was having earlier this month. Like, he had 4 or 5 games in a row where he just wasn't good. the Pittsburgh game, no, not the Pittsburgh game, the Columbus game, the Winnipeg game scared me because those are playoff teams. Those are good offenses, and he looked like crap. So to come in, and I know the defense played a good game in New York, and they helped out. I'm not saying they didn't, but
and the Islanders just got shut out again, by the way, the other night. But that was a real shutout.
Well, they're running out of gas.
I agree. The Islanders are going the wrong way in the standings. I agree with that as well. So that's another, maybe that's another reason to add to the fake shutout the other night. Now that I think about it, but yeah, I just don't trust him in a playoff series. Was he healthy last year?
He was. Okay. I think he was better in the Tampa series than he was the Toronto series. That's there was a definite improvement.
That's true. That's true. He was better, and the team around him was worse in the Tampa series. That's true.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you look at that, how he performed in that series, five-game series loss. Look how often they were trailing in those games and trailing early. And a lot of that, you don't want to necessarily blame him for because you watch the plays, you see the breakdowns. I think Grizzlick had like an awful game or opening 5 minutes one game. But I felt that given the circumstances, Tuukka performed very well in the second round last year. I think that this year he's poised to... If they win it, let's just say this. If they win it and they go on a deep run, he's going to be posting a 920 or higher, a 925 or higher, because I think that he's going to almost have to.
We talked briefly, we opened up with some Bruins talk and Pastrnak being back and the debate between John and or Jonesy. I think you guys agreed, but potentially putting Pastrnak to that second line at some point and spreading out the wealth so you could avoid what happened last year. Gets the injury, he comes back. Obviously, you need to get him right going into the playoffs. But is it something they need to kind of throw him down here for a few games in the regular season, or can they do that when they open up against Toronto?
Well, I'm in the boat of I don't touch that line. That Bergeron line with Pastrnak and Marchand.
See, that's
is
what
just kind so
of was
good.
What I thought, like yeah. A comfort level there. If you take him out of that,
what did it do against Tampa last year?
I know if you're too top heavy and Tampa has the defense to take that line away, they did it in the playoffs last year. The Bruins are sunk. If you can keep Pastrnak and Bergeron together,
you're assuming that if you put him
together,
down to the second line, that the second line
he proved
explode.
It before he got hurt. He was fine skating with Krejci before he got hurt.
I just think that other line is just so good. That's such a hard weapon to take away from your team.
But
Tampa took it away from them last spring.
They did, and they proved they were still pretty good without Pastrnak on that line. They're going to be good with whoever's out there, right? But I mean, Heinen
played
well.
Give Krejci a break, for God's sake. How many wingers has he had to skate with this year?
But if they're healthy heading into it, it's DeBrusque and Johansson. I like that line.
I like DeBrusque. Pastrnak, Krejci is a really good second line with whoever wants to skate on the right wing with Bergeron and Marchand.
Yeah, but who do you want there, though? Do you want Danton Heinen there?
Like,
He wasn't terrible, but do you want him? Because that line is going to go against Austin Matthews in round one. Like, can Heinen do that? I think so, but I almost like him more in a third line role with Charlie Coyle because Coyle needs someone to skate with. He cannot skate with Joakim Nordstrom and David Backes. That is a death wish for that line.
All right, if Johansson is healthy, how do you shake this out?
I would put Johansson back with DeBrusque and Krejci. You keep the Bergeron line the same. Your third line is Heinen, Charlie Coyle, and David Backes or Nordstrom, or maybe even Chris Wagner. And then that fourth line is whatever you want to do with that, Corrali, Achari, Backes, or Wagner, whatever the case may be. But I think that to beat Toronto, you look at Toronto down the middle, it's Tavares, Matthews, Kadri. You have to have Charlie Coyle in that third line, and that third line has to be able to score. Because if they can't score, I worry about that series. I worry about what happens when you get to Toronto and you're putting out Nordstrom, Backes, and Coyle, and the Leafs are going, okay, cool, we'll put Tavares out there. Here's a goal. I worry about that, so I want balance. And I understand that Pastrnak...
But hang on. If you want balance, why do you want Pastrnak with Bergeron and Marchand? That's not balance.
Because that line is so good, you can't break it up.
Okay, but that's then don't say you want balance, because you don't want balance. You want...
Johansson's provided balance there.
Well, Johansson... Is Johansson playing anytime soon? I have no idea.
He's a lung contusion. He'll be back in time.
Okay.
He'll
be
back in time. He's a hockey player.
Okay. Exactly.
Lung contusion. Yeah. Come on, this isn't the NBA.
He hasn't played a lot, is all I would say. Anyways, let's get to your thoughts here. 617-779-0985. Ty, can you stick around for another segment there?
Here all day, man.
Ty Anderson, who works for 98.5 The Sports Hub, not for where does Felger describe
you? Oh, that was great. Yeah, he was like, check him on NBC Sports Boston. I was like, why would you do that? I don't work there. That's great, Mike.
You never have. What? I don't understand what the problem
is. I walk by him in this building every day, and he's like, oh, NBC Sports Boston. Yeah, that's Ty. Like.
Are you surprised?
I really shouldn't be.
There's a nice couch out there to hang out on. Maybe he thinks you just kind of hang around.
No, I sit on that couch sometimes and like watch things like as they're happening during the day. And he'll look out there and he'll see me. He'll come out there and be like, oh, hi, Ty. And then I'm sitting 2 feet from him, and he's like, oh, NBC Sports Boston.
He's probably been thinking about taking out, like, a restraining order on you or something. He's like, why is the NBC Sports Boston kid following me around to the sports hub? That's weird.
I think he's just so used to arguing with DJ that, like, he thinks I'm DJ or something
that
like
that.
That makes sense.
Guilty by association.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go. Ty Anderson, you can check him out at, 98.5 The Sports Hub, and apparently NBC Sports Boston as well. 617-779-0985. You guys can jump in line with your Bruins questions. More questions for Ty Anderson next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Solak and Bertrand, middays.
Willie McGinnis, NFL Network, on the future of Rob Gronkowski. Willie thinks he's going to retire, and somewhere deep in the season, he decides, you know what? I'm ready to play again. If that's what it is for Rob Gronkowski, I don't like it. Are you in or are you out?
Out. Nothing in moderation. Right. Either do it or don't.
Now, he's a great player, but throw him in the mix week 11, and then he's got to get his football legs about him? I'd rather have him around, put him on a pitch count, put him in line, let him block, and then just pick your spots with him, and then unleash him in November and December.
Solak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Adam Jones, Mike Flynn, John Wallach. We're joined by Ty Anderson here of 98.5 The Sports Hub, not NBC Sports Boston, Mike Felger. We're in here for Toucher and Rich. Wallach, are you putting in requests?
I'm sorry. I did it the last minute. That was my mistake. There's nothing wrong with this song.
So, Dan,
I hit the music bed while I was like, how about a little Eric B. and Rick? And I'm like, how about this is our last music funk bed of the morning, of the whole show?
I know. I shouldn't have waited.
Last one of the week. Really, at any other point this week.
Been here all morning, John, since 6 o'clock.
That's the problem. You know, you spend a couple of days, you go somewhere else, and then you're just not used to the, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you spend, how long you guys been doing the morning show?
Nine years.
Yeah, you know, you spend 9 years doing the morning show.
Yeah, but you're all out of whack. You know, I actually got like 8 hours of continuous sleep Tuesday into Wednesday. I'm not used to this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, in a big fancy hotel bed, too.
That's right.
No less.
He gets 8 hours of sleep, and now he's criticizing my sleep pattern.
That's right.
Is he awake?
What hotel in Philly?
Where were we? I forget. It was a 5-star hotel. I can't remember the name.
He knows.
He knows.
Oh, no.
Do you get a little per diem there to
yes.
buy some food?
Yes.
Did you Tony Luke's?
No, I did not. I should have. I did not.
Did you get a water ice?
I did not get a water ice. And by the way, that's pronounced correctly. Nicely done.
Did you get a hoagie?
Did you get a cheesesteak?
Yes.
You look at a nice.
Now, did you
look at a nice ski chalet up in the Poconos?
Did you spend all the per diem?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
I did.
I don't know if you
were
those guys.
What good is per diem if you lose
weight? I didn't know. No, but there are some people that'll, you know, get a ham and cheese sandwich and pocket the money and think, you know, instead of just pissing it all away.
Chara doesn't spend his.
Chara doesn't spend his?
That's like a thing that he doesn't spend the money that he gets for meals on the road.
So what does that mean? He just saves it?
He just saves it. He's crazy.
So what does he do? Just
he spends
meals,
his own money to save the per diem? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
No,
he gets team meals. You get team meals.
I see what you're saying. I understand. So instead of, I gotcha. Oh, yes. So that is smart.
He's very smart. Yeah. He's like a real estate guy. Man, he knows what he's doing with his money. Very smart guy.
He's electric, too. Did you see him on Behind the Bee?
Oh, which one? I avoid that show. Because it's, I don't know, it's weird.
I think it was maybe the first Behind the Bee, one of the first Behind the Bee, where he's walking around in the North End. Electric.
Really?
I will tell you, yes.
I chose to spend all my per diem and eat the team meal when I was playing. I did not hold back.
Well, you're a lineman. I understand that.
My fellow linemen did the same.
Imagine all your world traveling you could have done if you saved your per diem.
Oh, my God. I mean, first class of Spain.
First class, exactly. First class of Seville. That's true.
Well, at the time when I was in the moment. and I was 312 pounds, I didn't really think about my future traveling expenditures. I decided to go with the ribeye.
I was thinking about that noise in your stomach, or as Wallach refers to it, your tummy.
Feed me.
617-779-0985. One question quickly, Ty, before we hit some of these Bruins phone calls. And there's a bunch of them looking to talk to Ty Anderson here of the Sports Hub.
Looking to yell at me.
They might be looking to yell at you. That's true.
Quite possibly.
I thought I was going to get it worse from you, by the way. I thought you were going to come in really, really hair across your ass yelling at me about Tuca and his fake shutout and things like this. I feel like I dodged a bullet.
No, I just know how this game works. You've mastered the straw man.
Calling me a goof.
Well, you do this thing, like, no one that's out here, and I heard you talking about this earlier, no one was out here being like, what a shutout by Rask. No one said that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's getting credit for a shutout. He shouldn't.
Why? How?
That's a new Jones proposal.
No, like that's a total proposal.
Like they're proposing new overtime rules and rules in the NFL. That's in the Jones NHL.
No, he should get credit for the shutout, but it's fair to point out that.
I give it to the team. Team gets credit for the shutout. Team shutout. You know?
But if he gave up like 2 goals on 13 shots, you'd be killing him right now.
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't love about it.
Well, why?
Why?
It was only 13 shots. You shouldn't give up 2 goals. You probably should give up 0.
But we're assuming that all 13 shots then are just bad shots, right?
I mean, you watched the game. I watched the game. Weren't they mostly bad? How many times was he tested? Once?
No, he wasn't tested a ton.
Okay, so
but again, it's not like he didn't nap during the game. He had to be in there all night.
He probably could have, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He probably could have.
I'll give you that.
Quickly on Pastrnak. I know it's easy to say, well, he looked locked in last night. He had a goal. He had an assist. But what do you think of Pastrnak in his return so far? Not where he's lined up and who he's playing with, but how he's looked.
I'm very happy that you're seeing him move with the puck and he's making some decisions with his hands as well. That was my big worry there, was that he wasn't going to be as sharp there. And listen, when his hands aren't good, the turnovers follow and he doesn't look like himself. So I think he's looked great. Physically, skating is still there. Smarts are still there. That chemistry, again, I know we're not talking about who he's playing with, but that it doesn't look like he's missed a beat really, which I think is the most important thing for this team because he's such a dynamic talent. I mean, you watch him every shift and it seems like he's creating plays out there and getting some good looks on net. And it's one of those, you look at it and you say the timing's only going to get better. Like, so that's what I like about this. It's not like his hands are going to get worse now that he's back in the swing of things. So I like it. He looks good out there, and you look at him and you look at DeBrusk. I mean, these guys are the energy of this team, in my opinion. Like, they bring a spark to this offense that when they're missing, they don't have at all.
So I would agree that Pastrnak looks better than I expect. I thought he looked rusty in the first game, and it's easy to say again. He didn't have any goals. Last night he did, but what was it? Was it 5 shots last night, total shots? You know, he's out there. He's throwing his body around a little bit, which I think is interesting for Pastrnak. And on top of that, he, as you said, like, it's a hand injury or a finger injury, hand injury. Do we know?
Thumb, left thumb.
Okay, so To get the goal the way that Bergeron set with the quick reaction, like, I don't know. I feel like that's a good sign for him. I know it's just a tap in of a goal, but I still feel like that's a good sign. So he looked better than I expected last night. I didn't think he looked great in game one. He looked better last night. Easy to say when you get a goal and an assist. 617-779-0985. You got questions for Ty Anderson? Let's get to him here. Pete would like to weigh in on the Bees. Go ahead, Pete.
Good morning, gentlemen. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, so I almost called in the other day to get into it with you about the whole fake shutout thing, but I just decided not to.
Sure.
Because I knew I was.
Hang on, Flynn. I'm gonna pop him back on hold here. Are we waving it for the caller? This is 48 hours.
No suit for you,
my man Pete. My man Pete knows I love him, but Flynn, cut you off. Flynn, cut you off. We're outside the 48-hour window. How's about? Well, this is gonna be tough now. How's about Owen in Rhode Island? Go ahead, Owen.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Morning.
Hey, Owen.
So I would prefer to put Pasta on that second line. So my question for Ty would be, does a Johansson, Coyle, Backes third line sound as bad as it looks? Or would you rather put Nordstrom on the fourth line and put Wagner up there?
I would rather put Nordstrom outside the building selling tickets. Like, personally, like, I'm not a Nordstrom guy. I think that Johansson has to be with DeBrusk and Krejci to make it work. I like him more than I've liked that fit. It's reminded me a little bit of Rick Nash because Johansson's a smart puck possession player. Doesn't have the same shot, but he makes smart reads. He's good on the breakout. He gets some space, believe it or not, too, for his size. So I like him almost as much as I like Rick Nash there if he can be healthy. But if you're doing that, I would. I it's what I look at this and I think that their best bet is sort of recreating last year's magic, similar to Riley Nash, where you just put Coyle between Backes and Heinen, and you say, okay, you know, Heinen's going to be the shooter here. Backes, go to the front of the net and be physical and see what you can get away with. I think Coyle has to play center on this team. Johansson can't, so I'm all about putting Johansson with the other skill guys.
So you're not breaking up the other part of his question is you're not breaking up the fourth line. You're keeping Achari and Wagner and Corrali together.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you have to, right?
They've been too good, and they've looked like a shutdown line at times this year, and I think that's how they're going to be deployed in the postseason. So you want to keep that unit together. If you're going to break anybody away from that line, it would probably be Wagner right now because he has that scoring touch. You've seen a little bit this year, so maybe that's your third line. Maybe Heinen, Coyle, and Wagner's your third line. I mean, I don't love that combination, but if you're rewarding players for playing well and scoring goals, he's the one that makes the most sense over Backes or Nordstrom or anyone else you'd want to throw in that group as well.
Let's go to Jake in the car. What's up, Jake?
Hey, John. Hey, so listen, I agree that, Rask, he didn't do anything special that game, but I have a proposal for you, right?
Okay.
So unless you can produce a credible argument as to why that's not a shutout, you get fake credit for shows until you can do that. So okay. Today is my first asterisk for you, Jody.
Good. Easy. Already done it. If you don't get five shots in a period, boom. You're not tested. He wasn't tested in the game.
Well, what's the criteria for fake credit for a show? We discussed that a little bit, right?
He just
right?
said
the...
until I can explain it, it's a fake show. Or a fake take or whatever he said.
Well, okay. Well, you did explain it, right?
I think
you gave your reasoning. You could agree or disagree with your reasoning.
I think I explained it very well on the whiteboard the other day. Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be interesting. What percentage of the year do you have fake shows, you would think?
Oh, boy.
Well, again, I would make the argument on a short show I do more work than Tuukka Rask did the other night. But if you're asking how many short shows I do, it's a sizable amount this time of year.
I'm just saying you start in late September.
Well, it doesn't have to be size. Fake show. I mean, because you could do all fivesies, and who knows? Maybe it's just... You walk in.
No, those are real. Trust me. Those five hour shows. Those are real.
Mid August.
Those are real. But we haven't even done 4 hours yet. We haven't even done 4 hours yet today. The extra hour makes a difference. I'll tell you that right now. That fifth hour that we put in, woof, that makes up for all the fake shows. But 5 hour. Wallach's doing 4 hours every day. 4 hours, please. 5 hours. Come do 5 hours. Come talk to me
by yourself.
Yeah, Dan O'Brien from the music world. That's like, what, 5 hours? That's pretty standard, right? Yeah, 4 hours. Yeah. All this light lifting here in mornings.
I would say this, though. If you're number one for nights and you do a bunch of fake shows, I'm not going to give you credit.
Yep.
So we're going that route? Is that fair? Like, if we're going to take credit away from Tuukka for, like, fake shutouts, what if the ratings come out and you're number one, but you only did, like, I don't know, like...
Partial shows?
Yeah, can I say that you weren't really number one?
Yeah, you can.
Is that fair, though?
I don't know.
James,
what do you mean you don't know?
One?
That follows right in line with your theory.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, my God.
Hang on!
Oh, my God!
Hang on, Ty! What place are the Bruins in? Excuse me!
Well, no.
We're just talking individual here.
Yes. What place are the Bruins in?
They are in second place.
Oh, okay. I thought you said first place. I'm sorry. So Tuukka Rask gets credit for that? Also, the Bruins get credit for the win.
Yeah.
I'm taking away the Bruins' win.
Yeah, but you're...
That's the Bruins. What's the it's the Adam Jones show.
It's the Jones. You're Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this checks out. This all works.
It's the Boston Tuukka Rasks. Well, no, I'll give the Bruins the credit for the win. I didn't take anything away from the Bruins, just the goalie.
Yeah, but you're like the piece. You're like the star. If this show is going to be number one,
Tuukka Rask's not the
it's
star.
With you carrying it. Just like if the Bruins are going to be number one, it's with Tuukka carrying it. So I think my logic here is perfectly sound.
I think if the Bruins were in first place or won a cup or something like that, it would be sound. Second place and maybe losing in the first round to Toronto. Not so sound.
I don't know what I'm arguing right now. Like I've hit the point where I don't know what I'm arguing.
Well, that's part mastery of Jones.
That's exactly what he does. I sat back and like
he takes
this
it like five different directions.
This is goddamn
and then
brilliant.
He's so frustrating.
What
to
are
give
we talking
up.
About? Oh my God, you. Magnificent
that's what
bastard,
he does.
You.
Isn't he it's brilliant? I what he does?
I still can't believe those guys are against the overtime coin toss.
At least with
Felger,
you know what you're arguing. You know what I'm saying? At least with Felger, you know you may be frustrated and you want to bang your head against a wall, but you know what you're arguing. Jones is masterful at this.
Again, He's actually evil.
I hate your analogy because I do way more work in a half-hour show than Tuukka did the other night. 617-779.
That intro is very long.
0985. It's a lengthy intro. That is true. That is a fair point. Ty Anderson, you can check him out not at NBC Sports Boston, here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, and you can follow him on Twitter at underscore Ty Anderson.
That's me. I have nothing to add to that. It's a Twitter handle. What can I say to that?
I mean, you know, it's a little.
I'm like, no, that's not me.
I rule is what you could have said.
I could have done that.
Yeah.
You could go with your favorite. Who was your favorite hockey player growing up?
Oh, geez. That's putting me on the spot right now. Ray Bourque and Eric Lindros.
Just said Ray Bourque rules. That would have worked fine.
Yeah. Eric Lindros rules? Are those taken? They might be. 617-779-0985. Ty, thanks for hanging around. Wallach's got all the latest in-hub headlines, and we are right back with the stack.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
It's the stack here on Toucher and Rich. No Fred, no Rich. Rich is back early next week. I think I'm in. Much to the delight of everybody in the greater Boston area. I'll be in Monday, Tuesday with Rich next week. It's been Mike Flynn alongside today, John Wallach alongside today. We've talked quite a bit about a variety of topics here. New NFL rules changes, latest on Robert Kraft, some Bruins, their win last night, real win. Wasn't a shutout, so not even a fake shutout. We talked a little bit about Marcus Smart. We talked about the Patriots restructuring Stephon Gilmore. So we've gotten to a lot. One thing we started with, Flynn, that we never really circled back to was you're basically fresh off the plane from Spain.
Yes.
No rhyme intended there. You're basically fresh back from a wedding in Seville. What did you, how do you say it again for the locals?
Sevilla.
Sevilla. So that, you're basically fresh back. You're ready to go. You and Wallach both back from your little trips there. Wallach down to Philly, and you back from Spain. And I would say, I got to be honest, I was a little nervous. I'm like, what are we going to get from a jet lagged Flynn? I was like, how is he going to be? Is he going to be ready to go? He's going to be fighting the jet lag a little bit.
No, a tired and angry Flynn is always the best Flynn. Always the best Flynn.
See, that's a good point.
Hungover, tired, angry Flynn, unshaven Flynn, no sleep Flynn. I mean, this is great. Flynn.
I was looking at it all wrong.
Yes, you were.
I was looking. I
figured if anyone with no anger, it would be you.
I was looking at it completely backwards. That's right.
Wrapped up in the Funk Fridays. Gave you a little strut.
Nice.
Oh, you know what I mean? And that was
not a little strut. You're right. Prime time strut.
Big strut
on Twitch. And then he sits down and said, "Cameras weren't on, were they?"
That was a long strut. It was like down the hallway.
Yes,
like,
Flynn. The camera was on.
I forgot about this Twitch thing.
God, Twitch. Twitch.tv/TheSportsHub.
During the week.
Come on, give us a little more.
I don't even know if I can.
Come on. Yes, you can.
Shoulders are going.
Yeah.
Heads bobbing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a fist pump? What is that?
Yeah, it's a little fist pump.
A little overbite. I like it.
I mean, that show that I gave Jonesy walking in, though. I never see Jonesy smile like that.
Oh, I can't unsee it. It's burned in there already.
You don't want to unsee that.
No, I can't. And I don't.
What I don't understand? How do you not, when you hear this, when you walk in, how do you not do something? How could you just come in and sit down?
I agree with you there.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you there, Flynn. Oh yeah. Jones is able.
Dancing is different than strutting and, you know, walking with a little.
I would agree with that.
What do these kids say? Swagger, Jonesy, walk a little.
I'd say he had some swagger. Sure.
Yeah. A lot of it.
No, that's a good point. It was a lot of swagger. I don't want to sell you short. Can you
imagine if I was dressed up, if I had a suit on or something? Forget about it. Me and you, Jonesy, hitting the town with that suit on, with this swagger.
They didn't play this at the wedding?
Of course they did. This is how I walked in. It went like this. It went the bride and groom, and then I came in after them.
Yep.
With this song, with the Gap Band playing with my swagger.
Nice. Set the stage again. Now this is your brother-in-law,
brother-in-law
is getting married in Spain. It's mostly people from Spain at this wedding.
90, except, yeah, I'd have to believe, let me see.
Except for a select few.
90, yeah, the chosen few, the lucky few.
You and the, what did you call them earlier? Hammerheads?
Hammerheads from Lynn.
Yeah, you and the Hammerheads from Lynn.
Very, very.
Taking over Seville.
My wife's family is from Lynn. Very cultured people. They all came over prepared.
Yep.
They took 6 months.
Yep.
Immerse themselves.
Super Bowl 36 was the best Super Bowl. No way. It was Super Bowl 51. I'll pop you one. No, I'll knock you one.
All the arguments were
wrestling in like side
their form of a, there was wrestling in their form of Spanish.
How'd that go?
Oh, it's great. Even the locals couldn't understand the dialect. Too much of an accent.
I believe that. You were trying to order your coffees. You couldn't get what you wanted at the cafe, the local cafe.
But there were...
They don't have Dunks there?
No. Can you believe it?
You can't get your extra-extra. Wow. You can't get your extra-extra.
Trying to order coffee in that place?
It's a place in the world that doesn't have a Dunks?
It's an indictment on that country, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Coffee's different there. They come out, they steam the milk, and they put it in there. Too much. No breakfast. You can't get breakfast there.
You can't get breakfast?
You could get breakfast, but their breakfast... It's not... Bacon and eggs and pancakes. It's just either a piece of toast or it's some kind of bread with like ham on it.
So you have
a ham sandwich.
It's not a very sustaining breakfast.
It's just not an American breakfast.
Got it.
And which was fine, but 5 days in, I woke up hungover. Like I need something
some eggs.
To eat. I need something, man.
I need some eggs.
But you can't find it there.
I need some egg yolks and some corned beef hash and
yes.
sausage.
Oh, real greasy spoon type, yep. But they don't have that over there.
No. Piece of toast.
Food's good, though. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's the way you eat. It's like you sit with like 10, 12 people at a table and they bring out and everybody gets a little piece like tapas, which they have these. So you're starving. If you're not used to eating that.
What was your favorite tapa?
My favorite tapa?
Yeah. What'd you like there?
Shrimp was good with garlic. They had this dish where they take pork cheek and they mix it with rice and has some kind of sauce.
Sounds like a classy wedding over there. Shrimp and pork cheek.
Well, that wasn't at the... it's not served... at the wedding was nice, no. But it's not necessarily served classy. It's tapas. You sit around. I mean, it's not... You could go to those places, I would guess, but no, this was just kind of... But when you eat like that, it's like by the time you go... grab for the shrimp, there's like one left. Okay, you wait for the next dish.
Yep.
I know
that game. Yeah, you gotta get in there quick.
It's what yours is mine. So if you sat down, I'm like, Flinny, I just feel like some shrimp today, and I'm starving. And you go in there, you go up to the bar, I want this shrimp, and it comes in, and you got your knife and fork. But then all of a sudden, people start grabbing your food and eating it. It's like this big share. So then by the time you get to your shrimp, there's like two left.
A little frustrating.
You're dying.
A little frustrating.
Yes.
Hey, you gotta get in there and get what you want there.
So
why you're bigger than just about everyone else. How is that possible?
It's
get away from my food. I'm 6'4", 270 pounds.
I mean, it's bad enough.
What are you at? You about 270 now?
Probably.
Yeah.
Not a good 270.
No, but I mean, my point is you're large. You're larger than everyone else.
I went over there.
Your point is he's large? That's your point?
Well, he should be able to defend the food he has in front of him, yes.
It's not very nice.
So Wallach thinks that my reaction to everything is to take somebody and stuff him in a trash can.
I've never seen that reaction before.
Verbally and maturely handle an argument or situation.
Yep.
He just assumed that's my size and what I did for a living that I need to physically...
Violently hurt somebody.
You got to clunk some heads together.
Angry the entire time for most of your life. That's where I'm basing this on.
There were times, the pace of things, but yeah, I couldn't get a coffee. I couldn't get a breakfast. But generally, it was great. I mean, it's great, okay. Clean city, but it's, I'm not going to go in there and scream about everything. It's bad enough I'm coming in and I have the arrogance to walk around and order everything in English and be upset when I can't get, you know, my sandwich done the right way. So the least I can do is just accept it and move on. I just have to get more plates. So the problem is you order like 70 different things and just kind of pick on everything.
A lot of tapas in there.
Yeah, a lot of the tapas.
Kind of get in there. I hear you. So you're happy to be back stateside.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just, you know, I was.
But I like going away. I'm not a guy.
I was nervous when I heard you were out of the. For some reason, I thought I heard you were in Italy.
But you have to say I came back Wednesday.
No, I know.
I could have done this Thursday.
But still, I was nervous. I was like, Flynn's out of the country. I'm like, what's happening on Friday morning?
I take that back. Thursday would have been very interesting because I just came off this nightmare of a 13-hour ordeal to get home. And quite honestly, I woke up yesterday. I don't know what you would have gotten. It would have been either brilliant. Or it would have been an absolute disaster.
Sure. Either one would have been good radio.
Well, I guess you're right. That may be
we would have won either way, Flynn.
I guess it would have been great.
I would have had you on Thursday, no problem.
Maybe that would have been the better day.
I don't think you fully understand your entertainment value, sir. I think there are a lot of shades of you that we all love.
No, let me put it this way. Brilliant meaning good for me, the disaster, and I got to look back and go, oh, why did I say that? But yeah, for everybody else sitting here,
it would have been awesome. It would be great.
I'm going to lean brilliant. That's what I'm going to lean.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
All right. Well, that's just about it.
But
for
us. If you want some, you mentioned that in high school. I'm pretty much a regular there now.
Spain.
Yes,
I was saying to you, I feel like
I can show you the places where you need to be.
I went to Spain in high school. I was in Sevilla in high school.
Nice.
Yes. But I didn't know where to go. So now that I got,
you have me. Use me as a resource.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Next time I'm in Seville.
Don't dare try to order a cold iced coffee in Spain. My wife wanted was an iced coffee, and I had to deal with it every morning.
I want an iced extra. You guys got that?
Iced coffee. Cafe? Ice coffee.
That's right. Yelling it at them.
A cream.
That's right. He doesn't understand English, so your reaction is to yell in English at him.
Is that nuts?
ICO. ICO.
Here's one thing that I picked up. I had this.
Turning up the volume works when the guy doesn't understand the language.
Here's another one that I love is when I was over there after like 3 days. Hola, right?
Yep.
Hello.
Sure.
Yep. I don't need to say hola. Like, I don't need to have an accent. I can just say hola, but yet I find myself trying to.
Oh, you're spicing it up a little bit.
Yeah, to put this fate. Like, if I knew how to say by the third week,
hola.
Cafe con leche is coffee with milk.
Yeah.
I just go up there like, cafe con leche. Try to put some stupid.
Yeah, a little spice on it.
Yeah, like a spice on it. Like, and he must. The thought of them going in the back to grab my coffee as I'm sitting with a pair of Nike sweats, white sneakers, and like a Celtic.
Yep, sure. Yeah.
It must have been phenomenal what they thought of me.
I'm told there's a Dunkin' Donuts on the main drag in Seville, by the cathedral.
It's a Starbucks.
Oh, see, this woman insists it's a Dunks. Say it's a Starbucks?
It's a Starbucks. Okay. I went there.
All right.
Well,
I'm not arguing with her, but it's right by the cathedral.
The man was just there. He would know. Yeah.
You sounded a little argumentative, but yes.
Okay, yes, I did.
That's, you know, maybe you missed it.
It's a Starbucks, and once again, they have cold brew. They have a cold iced coffee and the thing, and it was still a lot lost in translation.
Yep. All right. Well, Flynn's back. Flynn's back stateside. We're just about done here. We do have Beadle and Zoe on the way. We will see what they have coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cancer. Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Coming up on 10 o'clock, Toucher and Rich. Fred and Rich have been gone today. Jones and Flynn.
They'll be in all July.
And Wallach. Yeah, you're laughing about taking time off. See, I'm with you.
No, I'm not. Like, how do you work in March?
I feel like this isn't...
How do you work in July?
Yeah, I'm with you there, too.
Dead zone.
Yeah. I want to work... I want to work when I have Tuukka Rask style shows, little half shows. That's what I
want. That's
what
you want. You want the fake show.
I want the fake shows. I don't want those full 5-hour shows in the middle of the summer. Yeah. You're right. That's when you want to be off.
So today is Friday. Which means Fred's been out the entire week, correct?
He was in on Monday.
He was in Monday. Yeah. He's supposed to be back Monday?
No, he's supposed to be back Thursday.
No, I'm with Rich.
Thursday? Okay.
Next week, yes.
Yeah. Appointment listening.
Wow. There's no way he's back on Thursday. Oh, no, he will be because it's not the weekend. I'm trying to see, I'm trying to anticipate the day that Fred comes back. He never makes it. Okay. Yeah, he'll just, what do you think? Dan O'Brien, what do you think? Any chance he's on?
Absolutely, because the quote was last week when I saw him on Monday, I'm like, wow, look at you, a one-day week, work week. And he said, yeah, but you know what the best part about it is? Next week is only a two-day week.
He'll be fired up for that.
No, he's going to hit the ground running on the first day of the book, you know? So it'll be like Thursday, Friday, we'll just be banging out, you know, knockdown shows.
So I'm driving in. I hear Flynn talking about eating in Spain. And we went on our honeymoon. We went to freaking Greece. Yeah. And we came down for breakfast. And they had a coffee press I have to make my own coffee with. Two hard-boiled eggs, like prosciutto, cheese, Nutella, and just bread.
Yeah, regular breakfast.
And then you have a cheese plate.
Sounds like a little more going on at Zoe's breakfast than yours, though.
But it was nice.
But the resort. Nice. I'd go back. But what I'm saying, like, it doesn't bother me for a couple of days. But, like,
day five.
I was drinking and then out late. But by, like, day four or five, like, when I got up and I just couldn't get a coffee and a stack of pancakes. Right. That's when I cracked. The lunch, the dinner fine with.
But the funny thing, too, you go out for dinner and you order fish and they bring the whole fish.
They did the whole fish, too.
The whole fish. So scales and everything. Eyeballs.
You eat one half, you got to flip it, and then eat the other half.
That's way too much work.
I ordered a steak. It came back white. The white. It's pork. The other white meat. Nope, it's not pork. It's beef.
Yeah. In Spain, that's not really
They told
beef,
me it's the kind of grass they eat there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that.
In
that's
Greece,
in Greece?
Yeah. It was a T-bone, but it had a whitish tint to it. It was
freak you out? Were you dude?
It was tasted good.
Good. You ate it though, right?
That's probably.
Did you?
Probably
let me ask you this.
Did you
eat it first and then say something about it, or did you say, "Hey, buddy, this is kind of"?
I said it right away. Okay. Because you saw the color when it came.
And then, so that guy basically in Greece.
Said, no, he spoke American and everything.
Okay, yeah. And you just believed him. You just like, all right.
Fly that flag, baby. That's right. I want breakfast. I want burgers. I want steaks. I'd be like Flynn. We don't want a lot. We want contact sports.
What
Oh, they're trying to cut that off now.
What do you got today? 4 hours of Northeastern talk. What do you got?
You have to do call-ins today, don't you?
He does.
You're doing an appearance, Jesus Jones. Sleep?
I have to do a couple. Yeah,
he doesn't sleep. This guy
call
doesn't
in.
Sleep.
We're gonna talk about all the games Northeastern lost this year.
Great.
All right. They got smoked.
So and Beetle take over right now after Wallach's headlines here on the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.